Yeah. We started out with an agreement with them of about 7.5% growth factor.
And as the record showed, when we came in, for example, she said this is a long shot.
Yeah.
So I wear that, so we wear that.
Now, you remember we agreed to send the industry over there, and the fellow they chose to have a group of five or six of them, that fellow named Fred Dent, whom Peter and got everything as well, and I think he's a very honorable guy.
Yes, he is.
He was on the ground floor. He saw how tough it was. Their mayonnaise had been grown 75%. The others had been grown 40% in total. And they finally came up with something that averaged a little over 9.
This is Taiwan.
This is Taiwan. And it's a little over 20% of what they had hoped they could attain. The fellow on the spot reluctantly agreed to the deal. He said it's more than they thought, that it was the outer limit, but he thought it was okay. Now, what happened when they got back here is you've negotiated deals before, you know, that it's easier back home, pretty easier to pay. In a long talk with Bryce Carlson that I had, I couldn't quite understand why they were turning this off so quickly, because 9.2 is a hell of a lot better than 70 or 40 or 40. So perhaps I was too suspicious, but I figured they might have something else somewhere. So I called Bryce and said, Bryce, here's a scenario. I don't understand this. Perhaps you know something. Well, I thought I do know something. I've told on very high sources that Mills has made a very private deal to push a quota bill next spring as part of his political ambitions. Now, in my talking with Milliken, he mentioned we think perhaps we could take our chances in 72. He picked up the 72 days, which ties in with the Mills thing. I can't guarantee this, but those are the inputs I have. Now, I think there's a divided industry, is my sense of it, Harry. Some of them say that's next spring. It's not a bird in the hand. It may or may not happen. 9 or 9.5 is a lot better than what we got now. That's one point of view. And I think Fred Dent, who led the team over there, has that point of view. Others are taking the position that, we ought to be better than that. The president ought to be able to do better than that. And that's not good. Now, our assessment of the situation
at that point, the view of that group is that we should have the strength to tell the people what to do. That's the view.
Right. Now, our alternatives now, as I indicated in this note, are we could go ahead and finish up the negotiation and get the best deal we could. David's now in Korea. We may talk to you a little about that, because malware at this point is quite beaten up about not using any military concessions at all. Previously, we agreed we would do something of that sort. We could go ahead and get the best deal we could, try to get it somewhere in that 9% range, and then say you've delivered, it's a great improvement, and leave it at that. The second alternative is to
slap it on the Japanese.
And you've been meeting with the Japanese very confidentially through that section 204. The second alternative is obviously to drop the whole thing and simply say we're going for a quota bill. That brings with it all the other problems that we know about. The third alternate, which is the one that appeals to me, and I guess Peter and Murray, is something a little different than that. What worries you, Mr. President, knowing about this Bryce Harlow scenario, is that you could get whipsawed in a very interesting and obvious way, where they could very reluctantly, quote unquote, accept the deal, do a lot of griping about how the negotiation could have been better, and it should have been 7.5 instead of 9, feeling they were quite free next spring to play you off against Mills with his political objectives now, having one objective, which is the best you, and beat that number, whatever it is. So I think most of us think that to sign a deal without any, even if we could get it at 9, without trying hard to get some commitments from the industry to the effect that they've thought about their alternatives and they believe this is a good deal and willing to go publicly, you know, and say so. And hopefully get a commitment, and this may be more than we can get, these fellows know the industry better than I do, for at least a minimum period of time, not to push the quota so that you don't get into that, you know, terribly awkward position where you're being bested. It's perhaps the best route, rather than either dropping it and leaving yourself in the hands of Brother Mills and friends, or making a deal without any commitments from the standpoint of the industry. So I think we're recommending a conditional deal. David, get the best deal you can get. Meet with the industry after he's got it. Get them all in a room together with Peter and Harry and John Mitchell and maybe John Conley and so forth. Explain how difficult it is. Explain we can't sell them all the things we're doing, obviously. And try to get both a PR commitment out of them to say something publicly in behalf of what a fine thing you've done and something on the legislative side. Now, at that point, we've got another decision. If they're unwilling to do that, then we can always just call the whole thing off, or we can decide at that point to go ahead. But at least we will have all looked them in the eye in the room and tried to decide. Now, the reason for bothering today is that you may have read Milligan when it first came in to see you, Harry.
This is pretty much short.
We didn't think this was the time to expose you to this kind of problem. So we're meeting this afternoon with John Mitchell, but our difficulty is we've got David Kennedy now over in Korea. The Taiwanese deal is about 9.2. There are a few problems, but he thinks they can solve them.
Yeah.
We just got a wire. He's met in Japan very confidentially with some of the top people. They seem agreeable to more categories and so forth, so that you'll have a better deal than Mills had in Japan. Was not very good. And incidentally, Peter, they might like the idea of having it imposed on them. The feeling being that if it's imposed on them politically, they don't have to take the rap for having given in. So maybe this tool of fortune won't be as bad as you think.
Oh, it gives them a chance to do it. But that's the industry which they want to finesse anyway.
Yeah, the real problem with that is going to be, and I agree with everything Peter said, but the difficult part will be to get the industry to go with you.
They will go with us. But the, my deal with this is what we have to do is what is best for the industry to help. There are people who don't really, I know what that they're going to be hard and tough and everything, and unreasonable. I mean, if any industry people that cannot see they're going to handle a deal between 7.5 and 9.5. And it's a question of that, or 40 to 60. And now, pick out them fools. So my view is to sucker on the industry. We're just not going to. And so they go home and whine around if they want. And they won't get a quota bill next year either. We got this at 9%. They've got to realize that's 6.25. There is no way that the Congress will ever.
Mr. Mills.
Yes.
He gave them this. biggest opportunity, and he arranged with the Japanese that they would have this hiatus period in which they could get all their money.
And that point is that the 9.2, when we use 9.2 versus what, 40% or something,
yeah,
the rate of increase,
yeah,
but they come back and they say, yes, but you should make them do it effective December 31, not March 31.
I think so.
Yeah, that's
a tough one. They started out just like you and I said in our room in there. You know, they started out at 25 to 30%.
Yeah.
Rather than none. And frankly, let them try to avoid a bill next year if they want to.
homosexual people want to go there, you can. I think if you might get shirt red down is fine. Roger Miller may say nothing.
Well, you gotta get Roger talking first. He's gotta know where his long-term interests lie. Can't be just in whether it's 7.5% or 9%.
Well, his Harris might those the date is very important to him, I guess.
Of course.
The point is, what is he going to get next year? It's a very hazardous route.
Sure.
I don't think this Congress, they will filibuster a quarter bill to death. I do no quarter bill, despite the support of our group later, which it has at the present time. By other support from you get the various other interests involved. You know what I mean? They did before. The agriculture senators in Congress, senators have got to oppose political. They've got to, right here. Or, in addition to that, you've got Chavez and his gang. By the time you get that, they'll prop the damn thing to that. Mills are not going to put a bill through.
So. Now, particularly if you get this through and you have no real shoe, and you solve the shoe thing for something.
She's feeling this to get that vote. See, in terms of votes, the way we've got it counted, about 140 to 150 is the estimate I've heard in the test vote. About 40 to 50 on shoes.
He's the putting him in a box.
I want to talk to him until it's further down the road. We want his best advice. You know, of course, we think he's great.
I've been waiting for this decision. I would see. There's always several things we haven't got buttoned up yet. We can wire them and tell them there's some reason we want
them to. No,
well, we've got to do what we think is the best thing, and then stick to the course. My view is go on this deal. If you can get 9%, let's do it. Because I tell you, it's you put your finger on it. We better have something that we did rather than nothing. And so, by golly. Going to say, look, we'd like to have something better. This is the best we can get. And they want to go a quota bill, then we'll just crack them harder on what you're going to do to your agricultural women. You know what I mean? No, I'd rather do it, and you can't tell them to do anything conditionally. Just say we decided on where we're going to go. We'll do our very best to sell the industry. If you screw around and say, well, you can't give the industry a veto over this. We've got to decide what's best. If this is the best we can do for the industry, good God, we fought their battle up and down. And that Mills thing wouldn't help them at all. Speak of.
The Mills thing is a trap.
All right.